This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Number two of VSiN Prime Time here on this Monday evening alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray, getting ready for game one of the Stanley Cup final, a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. Right now, the Oilers a slight favorite. Game one of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. And Matt, how about this? As we've got baseball galore all across our TVs here in studio, the Colorado Rockies trying to get win number 10, have just taken a 5-4 lead over the Miami Marlins. And ladies and gentlemen, at DraftKings, the Rockies are the betting favorite now, minus 135.
That doesn't happen too often. The Rockies betting favorites?
Does not happen very much often at all. And a gentleman who knows a thing or two about the odds board over at DraftKings, the man who runs things, our good friend Johnny Avello, joins us right now, courtesy of our progressive guest line. I didn't plan on starting with the Rockies, but here we are. They do have the lead, Johnny, over the Marlins. Is it just a blind fade every night of the Colorado Rockies by your clientele?
It is 23. I think it's 22 or 23 straight series they've lost. There's no love for this team at DraftKings, that's for sure. Now, I will say that a lot of the bettors stay away from them because they don't know how to handicap or bet against them, so they just stay away. But there's a whole group of people that bet them. You know, they love to fade a team that's going bad, or they love to jump on teams that are going well. And this team is just going bad from day one.
All right, Johnny, let's talk NBA. We got the finals starting this week, and actually going to go DraftKings right now for Thursday's opener. Thunder minus 9, 230.5 as a total. Moneyline minus 410. That's a little higher than it is here at Circa. Your series line is OKC minus $7, Pacers plus 5. First of all, what position are you? What's your position in the futures book on the OKC Thunder prior to this finals, and how is this finals being bet?
We do very well with OKC.
Okay.
We are losers with the Pacers. So we're in a pretty good spot. Not that the Pacers can't win this, of course. The way they're betting the series, there's no – well, I won't say no one, but very few are laying that price because it's just a big number.
Right.
And so most are betting, continuing to bet the Pacers at plus $5. The game, we have pretty good action at the 9 on the side, but they're betting the Pacers on the money line in game one. You know, these are you watch the Pacers play. You think they're coming off a lot of momentum with that win over the Knicks. You think they can compete with this team maybe for a couple of games, and why not catch them for game one? But I can tell you the 7-5 price, that's the highest we've ever had any team in the NBA for the finals. And I'm talking DraftKings, and we've only been open since 2018. That's the highest price. And we've never had an MVP this high at $6 for SGA. So what can I tell you? It's just one of those series where you can't really bet who you really want to bet. You're going to have to be creative in this series and find ways to bet it.
If you like OKC at DraftKings, you lay Thunder minus 1.5 games at minus 275, Thunder minus 2.5 games at minus 140 if you think they're going to win the series 4-1 in 5 games. Or, hey, you could take the Pacers plus 1.5 games, plus 220. Pacers plus 2.5 games, plus 120. So those are different ways to bet the series price.
Yeah, or you could take SGA at a lower price too. So, there's a couple of ways to do it. That doesn't always get you there. But, you know, I think winning MVP, first of all, your team's got to win it. But when you bet, when you bet a baseball player like Judge to be the MVP, there's a lot of work to be done there. I mean, first of all, he's got to hit the ball. He's got to get a couple of hits every game and has to make a good showing. In basketball, I think we know SGA is getting 30 to 40 almost every night, right? Mm-hmm. So they just have to win.
Yeah, SGA minus 600. That's a 1-6 favorite to win NBA Finals MVP. And I don't recall ever seeing a number like that. Going back way before DraftKings, Johnny, I'm thinking back into the 90s, 80s. I mean, Michael Jordan might have been priced like that, right? Maybe Jordan was priced like that in the 90s, do you think?
You probably found there were maybe Golden State, one of those Golden State teams might have been. Maybe the Lakers were one of those teams, maybe back in the, you know, between 2000, 2010, somewhere in that area. So, yeah, I mean, it's happened before, but it's just unusual.
I think it'd be tough to say it was with the Lakers because you had Kobe and Shaq.
You couldn't. Well, and you had Durant and Steph, too, right. With their peak of their powers, because they were a massive favorite in 2018 against the Cavaliers at some shops, but hard to determine that. What we know from the ice, Johnny, is we had this series last year. It went seven games, and right now you guys have, I believe, the best price out there on the Edmonton Oilers. So if you do like the Oilers, they're minus $1.20, some other shops at minus, you know, 25, or I think Circa is up around 129 or somewhere in that ballpark. What have we seen so far from your shop when it comes to the series price of Oilers and Panthers in the Stanley Cup final?
Well, we might have the best price, and then maybe that's the reason why we're, you know, heavy on the Oilers. We, you know, we are heavy on the Oilers, and we're heavy on the Oilers for the futures. Now, I don't believe the futures are a, you know, they're not a big win, but they're certainly not a big loss either. So so we're kind of rooting for the Panthers here. Overall, that's the best scenario for us. You know, Panthers certainly have experience. They've won a cup. Canada trying to get the first cup in what? Is it 30-something years, right?
So, 93, yeah.
Well, it's been a dry spell. So, but they are betting Edmonton in game one. So we'll see. I mean, it's a close price. It's a much better series and games to bet. You know, the juice is much lower, and this is more competitive than, at least line wise, than the NBA is.
Yeah, I think the Stanley Cup Finals really attract a matchup. It's a rematch. Obviously, Florida Panthers won in seven games a year ago. You probably get pretty strong betting action on that. What I'm hearing from a lot of people is this is an NBA nightmare. Small markets, Oklahoma City, Indiana, TV ratings are going to be down. What do you think the wagering is going to be like when you have a monstrous favorite in that NBA Finals, you know, which is much different to what we're seeing in the Stanley Cup Final?
I think it's going to be fine. You know, it is the NBA Finals. Everybody's very familiar with both teams. You know, OKC's got three stars. I think they're fun guys to watch play. Indiana runs up and down the court. People are very familiar with the star players on that team now. It would have been better, I think, of course, if the Knicks were in. There's Knicks fans across the country. But I think it's going to, as long as, you know, OKC doesn't go out and, you know, win the first three games or first two games by a, you know, a big margin, I think this series, I think it'll do fine. There could be some surprises here, you know. I mean, it does look like the Thunder should win this. And I think everybody believes that the Thunder will probably prevail. But there could be some surprises in some games here. These Pacers, they're a motley crew out there. I mean, they fight hard. They got good shooters, don't play much defense, whereas OKC does. But, you know, they tire you out. I think that's their game. They just run the court for the full 60 minutes or 48 minutes.
Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook, Sportsbook Director of DK Sportsbook, joining us courtesy of our Progressive Guest Line. I know Matt's going to ask you about the superhuman that is Scottie Scheffler. I'm curious, as we've got baseball, Major League, and college on right now, as this sport has grown in popularity, Johnny, have you seen it from a betting standpoint grow as well? College baseball, that is, as next week we'll have the Super Regionals and then Omaha the following
college
week.
College baseball. Great. I mean, it's been a great product for us. We started 3 years ago putting up some lines. Last year, all lines. This year, all lines. It's been an amazing product for us.
All right. We're watching college baseball tonight, getting ready for the Super Regionals this weekend. Johnny, Scottie Scheffler wins again. Superman at about 3-1 odds. Take down Jack Nicklaus's tournament this week. RBC Canadian. It's Rory McIlroy plus 450 favorite at DraftKings, but we're 1 week away from the U.S. Open. Scottie Scheffler is a very short price. Can you explain the liability on the bookmaker's side when Scottie Scheffler wins these tournaments at such short odds? You probably don't mind it, do you?
We don't have liability. You know, sometimes they'll bet some pretty big money on him towards the end of the tournament when he's either they're even or he's down two strokes or up one. Sometimes we'll see some pretty good bets there, but we're usually in good shape pre-match with him. These are Tiger odds here, Matt. I mean, you know,
yep.
We're back to these are the kind of odds we used to post for Tiger. This is amazing what Scotty's been doing here in this golf world.
Johnny, always appreciate your insight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
There he is, Johnny Avella, joining us courtesy of our Progressive guest line. Yeah, plus 280, Matt.
You know, one thing about Tiger and Scotty, the comparison, I think it is the most dominant player we've seen on the PGA Tour since Tiger, about 20 years ago,
sure. Right?
And you can say what you want about the tour's watered down because you got players over at LIV. Hey, look. Scotty's beating all the LIV players. He's beating their brains in. You can't say it's watered down because when they play in the majors, he beats them.
Get you updated on everything you need to know across Major League Baseball. Ooh, those pesky Rockies headed to the six, Matt. They have got the lead. It is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
A couple former MVPs having some good nights on the diamond as Mike Trout, as we've discussed already, Matt, has gone yard, and that was quite the blast in the first inning from Mike Trout. 454 feet. You were just watching the replay of it during the break as the Angels right now lead the Red Sox 6-1 in the top of the fourth inning. And also homering tonight, Christian Yelich, who we were, there was some concern when he got, I believe, hit by a pitch yesterday on the hand, but he's in the lineup today and hit another home run. So Christian Yelich, who had a grand slam over the weekend, Matt, he has hit his 13th home run of the season, and Yelich and the Brewers now leading the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. We talked about the Brewers being a very hot team coming into tonight, won 7 in a row. They were down 2-0 and now lead 3-2, headed to the bottom of the fourth there at the Great American Ballpark.
Outstanding call by Matt Vasgersian tonight on the Angels broadcast.
Love
on
Vasgersian.
Mike Trout's homer. Yeah, baby. Send that one over the Green Monster. Trout is back, and he's got 10 home runs. I think that's his second career homer at Fenway Park. But the Angels up 6-1. They scored all six in the first inning, and Red Sox trying to fight back into the game, but doubtful they're going to get there. The Angels went from the Red Sox closed minus 140 favorites here at Circa. By the time it was 2-0, I believe it was Angels minus 180.
Yep.
By the end of the first inning, it was like Angels minus 580, right?
Yeah, it was an enormous number. And really, the only way you probably could look at it would be the run line. So right now, as we take a look at the live board here on this Monday night, the Boston Red Sox at home down 6-1 in the fourth. They are a plus 520 on the money line. And if you do think they'll battle back and keep this thing competitive, Matt, you can get plus 4.5 runs at minus 140 right now against the Los Angeles Angels. Mention that Brewers Red score. The Brewers out to a minus 175 favorite. And how about this, Matt, as we have it on here in studio, the Colorado Rockies trying to get their 10th win of the season. They're currently up 5-4, but the underdog as they head to the bottom of the sixth inning at DraftKings. Live line right now has the Marlins minus $1.25. And the total telling you something, probably going to expect some more runs in this one as the total still sitting at 12.5 with 9 runs already across the plate there in the sixth inning.
I believe you and I were watching a Rockies-Cubs game after our show about a week ago, week and a half ago. I don't know when it was. The Rockies had the lead, looked like they were going to get the win at Wrigley, and they coughed it up in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I think they ended up losing by I think it was the Phillies. Didn't Schwarber hit a bomb too? I don't know. I mean, it's betting against the Rockies in game, I know, is an angle that many people have enjoyed very fruitfully so far this year. And right now, the Marlins, I believe we have this game on here in studio.
I thought that was a game about a week ago that they lost at Chicago 4-3.
It might have been.
Remember?
I mean, I do remember. Look up the game when they played the Phillies. They were at home, and the Phillies were trailing into the eighth. And then Kyle Schwarber hit a home run and the floodgates opened. I think the Phillies won like 7-2 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That was the game at Coors Field.
Yeah.
Phillies end up winning the game either 9-3 or 7-4.
Yeah.
Because the Rockies lost 9-3, next day 7-4, next day 9-5. And then the series finale 2-0. I believe the total was, what, 10.5 or 11.5 in that game to finish 2-0. And then what did the Rockies do? They beat the Yankees in the series opener.
That was
their
last win.
Thanks to Aaron Boone, when he goes to the bullpen, things blow up in his face. But that was the last time the Rockies won a game when they beat the Yankees 3-2 in the series opener.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens tonight. So sixth inning in Miami, the Colorado Rockies right now. Liveline has them as a slight favorite over the Marlins as they head to the bottom of the sixth inning down there in Miami, minus 120.
We give you a very interesting baseball fact.
All right. I love interesting facts.
How about odds to lead the major leagues in home runs before the season?
Okay.
You remember what Cal Raleigh was?
Ooh, the Mariners' red-hot catcher. I would say 200-1.
Very good guess. Cal Raleigh, 220-1. This is in March. Wow. Circus Sports. Cal Raleigh was 220-1. 220-1 to be the major league home run leader. Aaron Judge, 9-2. Plus 450. Shohei Ohtani, plus 850. Kyle Schwarber, 14-1. Kyle Raleigh, 220-1. Currently leads the major leagues in home runs.
He has been...
I imagine there's some Mariners fans out there that probably have that ticket, right? Just like I know some Pacers fans who have tickets on the Pacers to win the NBA Finals at 100-1 odds. I believe that was the DraftKings. I'll detail this later in the show, but... Pacers odds got as high as 100-1. A lot of times when you have fans of a team, they'll throw some money on their team hoping they win the title. It's just a throwaway bet for $20, $50, or whatever. I imagine there's some Mariners fans who have a ticket on Cal Raleigh at 220-1 to lead the majors in home runs, and you are live with that right now.
There's no doubt about it, and he has been on some sort of tear. It's been impressive to watch him in Seattle. Hey, Matt, you mentioned some big numbers over on the Indiana Pacers. This, according to Sports Odds History at SO History on social media, since 1985, and I believe they're using BetMGM lines, since 1985, the longest preseason odds to win the NBA championship of a team to reach the NBA Finals, the Indiana Pacers had the longest odds of any team to reach the NBA Finals since 1985, as we got the graphic up for those of you watching with us, 66-1. The Heat back in...
And that's just to reach the finals.
Just to reach.
Not to win the championship.
Just to reach. Because these other teams obviously did not take care of business. The Heat lost in five games. The Nets lost in five games as well in 2002. And then the other note that is something we'll talk about. Since 1969, Matt, there have been 16 NBA finals where the series underdog was plus 250 or higher. The 0-4 Pistons are the only team to pull off the upset. They were a 5-1 dog against the Lakers in 2004. They won that series in five games. The other 15 finals were won by the favorite in six or less games. Okay. History not on the side of the Pacers here with this series price being lofty as it is.
We'll talk about some more trends in the next hour with the king of trends, Evan Abrams. Of the Action Network. He's going to be up about an hour from now on the show. I got a DM from a viewer of the show, says he loves Tim Murray. He's best in the business. That's what he said.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't think my dad has access to your DMs.
He may or may not have said that, but this he did say for sure. On October 23rd, and he sent me a photo, October 23rd at DraftKings, bet the Pacers to win the championship. This is Jay Moore from Baker's Corner, Indiana. All right. October 23rd, Pacers at 100-1 to win the championship, and I got proof of it right here. So good luck, Jay, on that 100-1 play. He didn't give me I'm not at liberty to say the bet amount, but it's a decent bet amount.
Okay, so
it's not $5, $10. It's a bigger bet than that, and at 100-1, he's a Pacers fan just taking a shot, right?
Right.
In October, and look what position you have yourself in now. So he asked me, what are my options in terms of hedging at this point? Because they're not great. Let's put it that way. When you have a minus 700 favorite in NBA Finals, your hedging options are not great.
Right. So once again, 100 to 1, if you put $100 on it, right, you're looking at $10,000. Mm-hmm. If you put a nickel on it, you're looking at $50,000. So if you're as you said, it's you're not at liberty to say how big the bet is. Let's say it's $500, just for argument's sake. So $50,000.
Let's say it's a $100 bet.
Okay, $100 bet. $10,000 would be the outcome there. Yeah. That is the tricky situation here. Do you play some exactas, right? Thunder in 5, Thunder in 4, or do you just say, I'll just lay $7 or find the best price, Circa's -650.
He's not going to lay seven. Okay. I don't blame him for that because it's tough to do. Yeah. It's tough to lay seven.
Yeah, really. Put down a lot in order to get it.
How about if the Pacers stun the Thunder in one of the first two games in OKC, then the series price drops, right? Maybe then you could do it that way. Or you bet OKC exact result.
Exact outcome, you can
OKC
do.
OKC in 6. OKC in 5, 6, 7, those are your options.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. You could do double result if you think the Oklahoma City will win game 1 and win the series, -275, so a little bit cheaper if you want to go that route. So that is a tricky thing, right? So if you, once again, this particular bettor, we're just saying he put $100 down on a 100 to 1 bet, you're looking at $10,000 if they win. And you want to ensure you're bringing home some profit, especially with that juicy of a ticket. It's not an easy hedge, but you know, we could talk more about this on the other side, Matt, too. Just other options out there. What would you do?
I will tell you after this commercial break, Tim. Ooh. Can you tell us about First Bet and the Belmont Stakes?
You know, you are such a pro. That is a tease. You know, people are right now sitting in their car saying, what is Matt Eumanns going to do?
Got to sit and wait.
What he's going to do is he's going to download the First Bet app. That's
by the way,
what
this Belmont Stakes is going to be great this
week. Final jewel of the Triple Crown, Matt Eumanns, as you mentioned, in Saratoga, the Belmont Stakes. And there's no better time to bet the races right now than with First Bet. New users can get a $200 sign-up bonus by using the promo code VSIN200. Download the app or go to firstbet.com/VSIN to sign up today. Once again, firstbet.com/VSIN, the promo code VSIN200 for a $200 bonus.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Primetime here on a Monday night. We still have two games to come in the NCAA tournament for baseball. A best bet from our guy, Aaron Moore. He likes Miami on the run line. And maybe we could thread the needle because I did see Matt Grissom on his write-up on VSiN.com like Southern Miss on the money line. So Southern Miss by 1, ladies and gentlemen, would be glorious. We could get everyone home on that one. But that game's still to come. And then the stunner so far of this college tournament, well, there's been a lot.
It's been a bunch of stunners, and in fact, another SEC team about to go down. How about Murray State about to take out Ole Miss, Tim?
And the 4 seed in the Oxford region, the Murray State Racers about to advance on to the Super Regionals where they will take on Duke, which wasn't a massive stunner, but they were not the 2 seed in that region. They were the 2 seed, I should say, in that region, and they took out Georgia there in the Athens region. But right now, Murray State up 12-3. It's kind of funny to look back, Matt. Murray State was one of four seeds to win their opening game. They beat Ole Miss. Then they beat Georgia Tech. So they were sitting pretty in the regional final. They lost yesterday 19-8 to Ole Miss. And they have turned around right now, bottom of the 7th inning in Oxford. And they are 12-3. And I'm texting with Matt Grissom right now. And he said that Murray State was in that 4-1 range to win this regional before the start of the weekend. And Ole Miss was a massive favorite heading into today. Not the same level, Matt, of what LSU is, but Ole Miss today was around -350 to win this game and to advance on to the Super Regional.
I love these upsets, Tim. You know, we talk about March Madness all the time. We call this May, June Madness, right? And college baseball tournament, end of May, early June. You get some big SEC powers knocked out by small schools. How about Coastal Carolina taking out Florida? And tonight we're going to have Murray State taking out Ole Miss. Hopefully Racers can hold on to this lead. But That's one of the great aspects of college baseball, too, is you see Wright State taking out Vandy. Yep. Should have mentioned that first.
Yeah.
Wright State takes out Vandy. Coastal Carolina takes out Florida. Murray State takes out Ole Miss. It's great to see upsets like that.
The run we've seen from the Little Rock
Who
Trojans.
Who took out Texas, by the way?
UTSA.
UTSA took out
the Roadrunners.
Yeah.
But how about this? The Little Rock Trojans lost their first game 7-0 to LSU. Turned around the next day, plus 250 dog, beat Rhode Island 22-10. And then yesterday, Matt, they were a plus 850 dog against Dallas Baptist. They won 8-6. And then last night, 14-1 dog and beat LSU. Todd Furman pointed this out on Twitter. He said, 122-1. That's the price coming into today for Arkansas Little Rock just to force a winner-take-all game on Monday in the Baton Rouge Regional. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And we actually have a clip that Little Rock put out on social media from their head coach. This was a team, Matt, that had to win 5 games in 4 days to get to the NCAA tournament because they were 8-16 in conference play in the OVC, and they won 5 games in 4 days as the 8 seed. And now here they are, a chance to go to the Super Regional as they have already beaten LSU once. This was their head coach yesterday following their stunning win over LSU in Baton Rouge last night. One more for Little Rock, Matt, and we'll see what they do here tonight. Right now, you look at...
You want to translate that, by the way?
Yeah, they actually did translate it on Twitter. I guess we're not at liberty to show you what was said there, but it was...
What was said? I'm not sure.
It came across a little bit better there on social media as their coach put it out
did
there.
Did he say one more? We're headed to the College World Series?
He said, just shocked the baseball world... As they all came together there. So there you go. Thought we could show that video. And then he put up 9 fingers. He said 9 innings until a regional
win. I'm inspired. I'm ready to run through a wall.
After hearing some ambient noise there. Yeah, there we go. So we will see if Little Rock can do it tonight. I don't think they do. Matt, I was trying to think of a comparison, and I don't know if St. Peter's is an apt comparison, but I went back and I looked up what the money line prices were for St. Peter's when they made their magical run to the Elite Eight. They were 15-1 to beat Kentucky in the first round as the 15-2. Then they played Murray State. Second mention of Murray State as they're about to get onto the regional here. They were plus 320 to beat Murray State, and they were plus 650 to beat Purdue.
Right.
And we mentioned the numbers and the prices for Little Rock, which were plus 250 against Rhode Island, plus 850 against Dallas Baptist, 14-1 last night against LSU. And right now, if you look at it and you think they keep rolling, Matt, you can get as high as, looks like 10-1 out there in the market. I will say this, Matt, there are people definitely taking some shots on Little Rock because the money line price at Circa is now down to minus 1550, which I know still seems astronomically high, but it was as high as minus 1950. And yesterday, Matt, at Circa, it was minus 3500. So it's right. Been a pretty decent sized move towards Little Rock here.
And like I said, at ESPN bet today, it's LSU minus 3,000. But here at Circa, with the money line dropping, that tells you there is a little money on the dog. And, boy, it's tough to bet a money line underdog when the runs line is 5.5.
Yeah.
You think? But look, we watched Wright State and Vandy go head-to-head. And Wright State should have won both games. Vandy's the number one overall seed in the tournament. So why can't Little Rock win tonight?
We're seeing Murray State do it right now. They're up 12-3. They're the four seed. The price on Murray State today was
baseball is just a little bit different.
It's
right?
crazy, so, man. Yeah. This has been it's been fun to see these upsets unfold. As mentioned, the one seed, the two seed, all both have been eliminated. Vanderbilt and Texas. We will see about the six seed in LSU. Georgia eliminated the seven seed. Ole Miss about to be eliminated. The 10 seed. The 11's gone. The 12 is gone, Matt. And Southern Miss plays tonight. They're the 15 seed. So a whole lot going on. And Tennessee's not home yet, folks. It's 8-5, top of the seventh inning. Tennessee right now leading Wake Forest. They were up 8-2. Wake Forest has scored a couple of runs there to make it 8-5. Matt, we're going to head to Oklahoma City and get the latest on the Oklahoma City Thunder coming up in less than 10 minutes. But I want to circle back to the question that you were asked via social media. You could always follow us and tweet us. He's at MattNewmans247. I'm at 1 Tim Murray. You had a listener sends you a ticket with proof that he has the Pacers from October at 100-1 to win the NBA Finals. Right. And once again, we're not going to say how much this particular bettor put on it, but he said it was a decent sized bet. So for just exercise purposes, we'll say it's $100 to win $10,000. And your options out there to hedge, knowing that the series price is around -650 to -$7. So, Matt, what would you do if you were this particular bettor with a ticket that could potentially bring you home 10 grand?
All right. So this bettor, again, he sent me the screenshot of it, so I can give you his name. It's Jay Moore from Baker's Corner, Indiana. How about that? Is that a classic town? He's actually the mayor of Baker's Corner.
Is he really?
Yeah. And he bet Pacers at 100-1 on October 23rd. And he said, how would you hedge this? And I said, I'm probably, first of all, you got, if you believe in the Pacers, you got to believe they can win at least one game, maybe two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to bet OKC in a sweep as a hedge. Your options here are to bet OKC in five games, OKC in six, or OKC in seven. If you really believe in the Pacers, think they can win two, how about this hedge? Thunder win in six at +430.
Okay.
Thunder win in seven at +450. And your other option is Thunder win in five at 2-1 odds, +200. I think that's what most people I've talked to, Aaron Renning, who's a very sharp NBA bettor, he said this series is not going past five. OKC in five. So he would say, take Thunder in five at +200. I'm going to go Thunder in six. Put a little bit on Thunder in six at +430 and Thunder in seven at +450. Like split one unit, half unit on six, half unit on seven. I think the Pacers can get this to six games. And if, you know, if you're a Pacers fan, you get 100-1, you believe in your team, you don't think they're going to go down 4-1. Take it Thunder and six.
Yeah.
Half unit, Thunder and six, half unit, Thunder and seven. I'll say it's a young team. The OKC Thunder, still a young team that haven't been here before. They got a young coach who hasn't been here before. Pacers have a coach, Rick Carlisle, who's as shrewd as it gets and has been here. Pacers got some good veteran leaders. When they get hot from three, they're the type of offensive team that can beat pretty much anybody. I believe the Pacers can stretch this to six. That's probably how I would hedge it. Again, we're not talking about life-changing money that you bet on 100-1, right? So let's say you bet $100 to 100-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll bring on 10 grand, so different ways to attack it. Hey, folks, if you want to check out where the action's coming in on game one of the NBA Finals, you can check out our exclusive betting splits over at vsin.com. You can check them out for as little as $9.99 if you're a VSIN Pro subscriber.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Keep it rolling here on a Monday night alongside Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. We're live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, keeping our eyes on all of the baseball action across both Major League and college baseball, as right now Tennessee trying to put the finishing touches on Wake Forest to advance on to the Super Regional, where they would face Arkansas. Upset brewing in Oxford as Murray State leads by 9 runs right now on Ole Miss, as the Racers, the 4 seed in the Oxford region, trying to advance on to the Super Regional. A couple more games still to come. We'll get to those a little bit later on. But of course, Matt, Thursday night, we get it going. The NBA Finals, the Thunder taking on the Indiana Pacers. And Steve McGeehee is covering the Thunder for News 9 and News on 6 down there in OKC. And Steve, a nice long break here for the Thunder. What have Mark Daigneault and the Thunder folks said about the rest heading into these NBA Finals? In totality, it'll be 8 days off from their Game 5 win over the T-Wolves and Game 1 on Thursday night in Oklahoma City.
I think they're okay with it. They're used to it. They dealt with it last year, and they also dealt with it before, you know, they wait for their find out who their number 8 seed was going to be with the Memphis Grizzlies. So I think they like it, but I talked to Isaiah Joe today, one of their role players off coming off the bench. And he goes, I don't like it. I'd rather have maybe 2-3 days off and then get at it. But we'll see. Luckily the Thunder are healthy. And so this really helps them right now. I mean, the break is, I think, good for this team. They know how to deal with it. So hopefully it's not a problem. Hopefully not too much rust is on this team, but I don't think it will be. I don't think it'll be an issue at all.
Steve, are the Thunder players aware they are such big favorites going into this NBA Finals? This is one of the biggest numbers you've seen in NBA Finals history. Let's say, what would we say, Tim, going back 50 years?
Yeah.
One of the five biggest favorites you've seen in the NBA Finals. OKC minus $7 going into the series. Are the players aware that they are prohibitive favorites like this?
I don't think they're paying too much attention to it. I'm sure their friends are telling them, like, you guys are heavy favorites, and they're not going to buy it because their head coach is so, don't pay attention to that. I asked Isaiah Joe today, I go, what was the turning point in the playoffs? Because going in, you guys were too young and you didn't have playoff experience. Because we never listen to that stuff. We don't listen to that stuff. We just take care. You know, we just worry about what happens internally inside our camp, inside our walls. So, you know, and I believe him when he says it, but, you know, they had to deal with that a couple weeks ago. This team's too young. They're not going to get past Denver. And, you know, how many games is it going to take before they have the playoff experience? But, you know, I think the win over the Denver Nuggets in the semifinals, I think, really kicked that door open, and they knocked out a really good Minnesota team in 5 games. So I think they have a playoff experience now, and the youth on the team, one of the youngest teams ever. I think they're the second youngest team to go to the finals. I think Portland with Bill Walton is number one, and they ended up winning it all as well. But this team does so well because everyone gets along. There's no one troublemaker on this team. They all get along. They all hang out together on off days, and that really shows on the basketball court.
Steve McGeehee joining us here, courtesy of our Progressive guest line, covers the Thunder down there in OKC. And Steve, you know, you mentioned that Nugget series, and, you know, from a bit of a national perspective, there was some doubt creeping in on, oh, okay, are they good enough? And then they go out and take care of business, you know, pretty comfortably against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The one question I think a lot of us have is this struggle on the road, where, you know, from a betting standpoint, they're 0-7 against the spread on the road. We saw the game 3, you know, beat down the Timberwolves gave them. Obviously, they responded and won game 4. Anything you make of, you know, these a little bit of struggles that they've had in the 7 road games this postseason?
I don't think so. I wouldn't. It'd be hard to kind of, you know, say here's a pattern, but maybe there is. But in my mind, there isn't. They had a 2-0 lead on Minnesota, and they admitted to, they went into game 3 in Minneapolis, the one that got blown out. They just kind of walked in, and they couldn't recover. Minnesota, you know, threw the punch and just kept on punching. And then OKC returned the favor in game 4. So they had the wrong mindset going into that game with a 2-0 lead. Remember that Denver series, they were down 0-1. That really took them back.
Yeah.
You know, to lose your first game at home is like, okay, maybe we aren't ready for that. But this has been a good road team all year. They've only lost one. The only loss on the road in the Eastern Conference was at Cleveland in a close game. So they do well on the road. These guys have mentioned before, they love that us versus them being the whole crowd against you. They love that mentality. And they said once the ball gets tipped up, you kind of block out that noise anyway. So it's more of a benefit, I think, for the home team. You know, when the home team gets on a run, the crowd gets into it, that run feels a little bit bigger, a little bit better. It helps out the home team more than it does hurting the road team in my mind. But the Thunder have always seemed to play more focused on the road. Of course, obviously that hasn't translated every time in these playoff games.
One of the more remarkable facts I've seen going into this is I didn't even realize it at the time. You know, the Thunder lost to the Cavs, but OKC 27-1 record against East opponents this season. So total dominance against the East. That is incredible. And that's what the Pacers are up against here, a team that's dominated Eastern Conference opposition. Now, the Pacers can say, hey, we beat the Cavs too, knocked them out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But, Steve, I'm going to ask you a couple things here. How many games do you think this will go? Do you give the Pacers a puncher's chance or a little bit more than that?
I think it goes 6 or 7.
Okay.
I really do. I think it goes 6 or 7. It's a hard decision to make right now. The Pacers, Milwaukee, Cleveland, I mean, they didn't just walk into this thing. They have earned it. To be in this spot with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the good thing about this series is someone's going to win their first ever title.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool for the NBA.
It is, because you get a lot of talk about, oh, this small markets, TV ratings are going to be down. I like this matchup. I think it's good for the association. Yeah. Thunder Pacers are going to have a first-time NBA champion. Pacers did have ABA championships way back before Tim Murray was born.
Yeah, back in the day.
Way back in the day. All right, Steve, one more thing for you here. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is -600 to win NBA Finals MVP. That's a as big a favorite as you're going to see in that market, too. If SGA does not win MVP, who would you bet on for the Thunder winning it?
It'd be Jalen Williams stealing it from him. That would be my guess. And Chet Holmgren's not too far away because he's able to score, rebound, and block shots. But if it's not Shea, it'd be Dub, Jalen Williams.
Steve McGeehee joining us here, courtesy of our Progressive Guest Line. Game one of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. Before we wrap here, you know, we saw this defense really get after Anthony Edwards, and there was a breakdown. I think it was game four where you saw this defense pick him up, essentially Anthony Edwards, like 90 feet. They guarded him the whole game, and he really struggled there. Could you see something similar starting Thursday night with Tyrese Haliburton to try to make him uncomfortable?
Yeah, definitely. They're going to be relentless. And, you know, they have the advantage because they'll bring in Cason Wallace and or Alex Crusoe off the bench. And those guys could easily be, you know, first or second team all defense with quick hands. Crusoe is a menace out there. No one wants to face that guy. He was guarding Jokic for a little bit in that Denver series, and he was doing okay. He was giving Jokic some problems with that, you know, with his quick hands. So they're going to, you know, if they have to, they'll get after Haliburton and Siakam as well. That's where it kind of lies. That's why I think the Thunder are your favorite in this thing, because of their defense. If you watch them play, they can turn on the defense, not every game, but more times than not, that defense is like, holy cow, you know, this, we now turned the ball over 20, 21, 22 times. You just cannot drive into traffic against the Thunder because there's too many hands down there trying to pick the pocket. And they have Hartenstein and Holmgren, a little bit of Jay Will, the other Jalen Williams out of Arkansas, 6'9" forward that can, you know, man up and play some inside game to give the opponents some problems. That'll be Miles Turner and Obi Toppin. But it's that defense, you know, didn't Rick Pitino a couple of days ago put out on Twitter, I'm like, this is the first time ever I have shown tape on somebody's defense in the NBA. So that tells you right there how special this defense is. And then they've built this defense. They preach defense. They draft defense. And this is where they're at today.
Steve, great stuff. We appreciate it. Enjoy the finals.
All right. Take care, gentlemen.
There he is, Steve McGeehee, who covers the Thunder for News 9 and News on 6 down there in Oklahoma City. Matt, don't look now, but the Little Rock Trojans getting a little money in the market. How about this? The money line is down to -1450 at DraftKings on LSU, sure. +750 if you do like the Little Rock Trojans. There's much better numbers out there if you do like them. That game going to get going top of the hour. Should be interesting. And the beauty of college baseball, Matt, games aren't over until they're over. Here comes Ole Miss.
Yeah.
4 unanswered, 12-7 now.
Come on, Murray State. I want to see Murray State hold on here and pull off this upset. They said 12-7. We're in the seventh inning in that one.
Yep, and we'll get you updated on what's going on across Major League Baseball. Could we see a win for the Colorado Rockies? Could they get that infamous 10th win of the season? They're winning right now in the bottom of the eighth.